The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Pacific Research Institute's Wayne Weingarten tells the Health Insurance Reform Commission that the economic cost of pain is a whopping $635 billion in medical cost and lost productivity. Addiction diversion programs cost more than $55 billion. Weingarten was tasked to find out whether it's worth it to mandate abuse deterrent formulations for opioid medications.
On net, your budget should go down because of the extra health care costs that the abuse creates on Medicaid, on the extra criminal justice costs. When you take into account all of those costs, you're going to have a net positive impact on the budget.
But opponents argue that mandating a certain drug, especially one with few to no generic alternatives, would enable drug companies to corner the market, increase expenses, and take all of the external savings as profits. They also say such products only prevent abusers from tampering with opiates to achieve a faster and more intense high. They add that more focus on the practice of overprescribing addictive drugs is needed. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.